Brigade General, I would like to thank you for your time. What does Veterans Day mean to you?
Veterans Day to me is a day that I think we all need to stop and pause and consider and think about the sacrifices that have been made by our men and women who have served our country. It's no easy thing to say, I will go. And I think that we have to honor those individuals who have raised their hand and say, I will go. I was reading something the other day about the amount of people or the number of people in our country who have a connection to the military, and it's extremely small, something like 1% or less than 1% of the population has any connection to the military. So it's this small group of individuals, men and women, who have said, I will go and I will stand at post and I will perform my duty and protect this country and protect our way of life. So I think this one day, it's not asking a lot of people to say, I honor these individuals.
With your experience, what does serving your country, state, and community mean to you?
Well, I think it's a way of giving back to the country, to the state, to your community, for the privilege of living in what I consider a truly great country. For me, it was a way to realize and fulfill being an American and being thankful for having the opportunity to do all the things that I was able to do during my career.
Over your very impressive career, you were able to make the rank of Brigadier General in 24 years. What was that experience like, and what is it like to be a general?
Well, that's a good question. First and foremost, I never thought that I would advance in my career to this extent. I was unlike a lot of people who joined the military. I had graduated from college. I had graduated from law school. I had practiced law for a few years. So I decided to join the Navy. And so the reaction from many people was, why are you doing that? You know, you're a successful lawyer already. I felt like I was missing something in my life. I felt that I needed to make this contribution. And so I took it on. It was an interesting transition because of the fact that I was unlike many of the other new military lawyers. 99% of them were straight out of law school. I had been actually practicing law for some time, so I thought I had a little bit of an advantage in that regard. But I never thought that I would go as far as I did, and I was very, very, very fortunate. I did about 3.5 years on active duty with the Navy. I was overseas. And at the end of that time period, I felt I was getting out, and I thought, well, that was great. I've been there, done that. Mm-hmm. I said, I think I'll now go back to work and just put it behind me. As it turned out, about after a year, year and a half or so, I realized there was something missing. Mm-hmm. And I think it's very true that when you go into the military, it changes you. You are a different individual when you come out. And for the most part, I think people who do come out of the military, it just makes you a much, much better person. And it gives you a much, much better insight about what our country is all about.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.